So all the readings at Mass today are very rich. They're very full of lots of opportunities to reflect and to examine ourselves, make necessary adjustments, reorient our lives, and to recommit ourselves to our life as disciples. I think a common theme through those readings we heard is the law. So we can ask ourselves, what is our disposition towards the law, towards the rules of the church, the commandments? How open-hearted are we to receive the rules of the church? Do we see them as a framework for freedom, or do we see them as constraints on our freedom? Because that's the crux. That's where the turning point. And that's what St. Paul is talking about, the wisdom of this age versus the wisdom of God. The paradox of the gospel, the paradox of Jesus Christ, is that we in contemporary society have this notion of freedom, meaning being not held bound, doing whatever I want to do with no thought about it. As long as it's consensual and there's no one getting hurt, everything is fine. Whereas Christ teaches us that the law is the way to true freedom. He tells us he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, to take the law that was given to the chosen people and bring it to its natural end, to perfect it, to make it go to the depths of what was the original intention. So when Moses gave the law, said, "Do not murder," Jesus says, it's even more than that. Because sometimes we can examine our conscience and say, well, I'm a good person. I haven't killed anybody. Jesus says, well, let's go deeper. The call to radical discipleship is clear in today's readings. The Lord is asking us to go deeper, to surrender everything to Him, to hold nothing back. And one of the principles of grace, the principles of theology, is that when the Lord invites us, at the very same moment, the grace that we need to respond to Him is given to us. So while some of those readings or the verses today, especially in the gospel, might be considered the hard sayings of Jesus, His grace is sufficient. You know, in John's gospel, the hard readings made some of His apostles walk away because they couldn't take what He was saying. So the reality that some of the sayings, the commandments, the invitations of Jesus are difficult, and it requires a metanoia, a change, a reorientation of our lives. And that's the constant invitation of Christ, is to surrender ourselves to Him completely. Not according to the wisdom of this age do we live, but we surrender to the mind, the heart, the will, the love of God. And that's what we need to always remember, that God is love, and everything He asks of us, everything He forbids of us, is out of love. He wants us to be in heaven with Him forever. This should be the desire of each one of our hearts, is when the day of judgment comes, He welcomes us into the eternal beatitude, the beatitudes that we started this session of the Sermon on the Mount a couple of weeks ago. Blessed are they who go to heaven. And Jesus, in these weeks, are telling us what it takes to get there. What are the dispositions of a disciple? What do we need to do to say yes to Him? So it means we have to say no to some things. And that's what Jesus is getting at today in the gospel. What are those areas in your life that are preventing you from going all in? He's speaking, you know, with hyperbole. He doesn't really expect you to cut out your eye and cut off your hand. But He expects you to do whatever you have to do to get rid of whatever's in your life that keeps you from saying yes to Him every day. So it might be an illicit relationship. It might be an infraction against the moral law. It might be an abuse of alcohol or drugs. It might be an addiction to gambling. It might be that we visit the dark side of the internet He might be inviting you to get rid of your smartphone, to not look at the social media comments, to lose your peace. He might be inviting you to get rid of your Netflix subscription, or Amazon Prime, or Hulu, or whatever, whichever one you use. Whatever it is in your life that you are saying, well, it's okay, it's not that bad, it's not murder. Clearly in the gospel today, Christ is going deeper than just the surface level. Because murder starts in the heart. Adultery starts in the heart. The breaking of vows starts in the heart. And we sung in the opening song to open the eyes of our heart. And Pope Benedict says, it's the heart by which we see God. And the Beatitudes, it's blessed are the pure of heart that will see God. Jesus is teaching us today how to purify our heart, how to open the eyes of our heart. And that should be the cry. We should be asking the Lord every day to open the eyes of our heart so that we can see Him. You know, St. Paul reminds us that in the ancient days, it was a mystery what God wanted. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. But he says that the Spirit has revealed it to us. God has revealed it to us through the Spirit. When we're baptized and we're anointed and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, we have access to the mind of God. The Lord prophesied to Jeremiah and to Ezekiel that he would write the law on our hearts. That we would know God in our hearts. And it's this purification of our hearts by saying no to the things in our life, the sin in our life, the temptations to the evil one, avoiding what we say the near occasion of sin. This is what the Lord is inviting us today. And in Sirach, the first reading tells us, it's your choice. It's my choice. If you choose, you can keep the commandments and they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. The living water of the Holy Spirit will well up within us, John chapter 7. The fire of Gehenna is waiting for us. If he has set before you fire and water. To whichever one you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. You know, one of the saints said that when we get to heaven, we'll hear those words that we pray in the Our Father, thy will be done. It's either us saying it to the Father, thy will be done, or God will look at us and say, thy will be done. We have an opportunity to choose life. We can do it, Sirach says. You can keep the commandments. And that's what the life of grace, that's what the life of the Spirit is all about. When we say no to those things that distract us from God, we are filled more and more with the Holy Spirit. And we're then enabled to say yes to Him and His plan for our life. When we allow the paradoxical mind of God to form us, to be true, freely, faithful, loving disciples of Jesus, then we will have the mind of God within us, the heart of God within us. And the cry of our heart to see His face will come true. We will be able to see God. We see God each time in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We see God in the face of our neighbors, in the face of the forgotten and the poor. We see God when our hearts are opened and no longer burdened by the chains of sin. Say yes to this invitation today to get rid of whatever is in your life. Cut it off, cut it out, throw it away, cancel the subscription, whatever it takes. Don't let anything keep you from living in the freedom of the Spirit, the freedom for which we're made, the freedom for which we need, the freedom for which we yearn. So let your hearts cry out. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Purify my heart. Purify my desires. I want to see you. I need to see you. Christ is inviting each one of us into a life of radical discipleship. It takes hard choices every day. He tells us, take up our cross and follow Him. Because one day we want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. come into my master's joy. That invitation is for each one of us. Will you say yes?